gravitational is now teleport, because when way more people have heard of your product than your company, maybe that's a sign it's time to change your branding. Teleport enables engineers to quickly access any computing resource anywhere on the planet. You know, like VPNs were supposed to do before we all started working from home and the VPNs melted like glaciers. Teleport provides a unified access plane for developers and security professionals seeking to simplify secure access to servers, applications, and data across all of your environments without the bottleneck and management overhead of traditional VPNs. This feels to me like it's a lot like the early days of HashiCorp's Terraform. My gut tells me this is the sort of thing that's going to transform how people access their cloud services and environments. To learn more, visit goteleport.com. What I don't get about the AWS Gateway Load Balancer. So, as you can tell by that title, AWS recently launched something called the AWS Gateway Load Balancer. Technically, it's a way of preserving original network traffic or ensuring flow symmetry. In other words, dropping a bunch of instances in line without having to teach all of them about AWS networking. And this is a great feature. What's not so great is that the launch article highlights how good this is for embedding partner appliances into your AWS VPCs. The examples in their blog post talk about firewalls, intrusion detection systems, SSL intercept devices, deep packet inspection systems, and other expensive things. Even the console launch page for these things talks explicitly about third-party appliances. The trouble I have with that entire framing is that an entire outmoded series of vendors suddenly have new life being breathed into them. If we were still doing in-person conferences, the RSA Expo Hall would be full of dancing vendors in the aisles. You'd think some of these folks were getting acquired based upon the level of rejoicing amongst their sales teams. Shoving a bunch of third-party appliances into your AWS VPC configuration is generally a terrible idea. In fact, I'll take it a step further and state as a straw man argument that cloud native means that you don't use third-party appliances in your cloud architectures, an assertion that nobody's going to have any problems with whatsoever. It's not like there's a lot of money going towards stating the exact opposite. There is some history here. For the longest time, it was hard to intelligently get an inline appliance working in a modern AWS environment. Vendors complained, but the reasoning behind it was simple. The networking architectures of cloud environments and data center environments weren't 100% congruent. Every attempt to remedy this had the unfortunate side effect of making your cloud environment look an awful lot like your crappy data center environment while introducing a host of problems. For instance, if you have a proxy server that all of your instances talk to in order to speak to the outside world, and that proxy server goes down, I know, cloud instances can go away, please commence your pearl clutching, suddenly those instances aren't going to be able to communicate until the proxy server comes back up. Appliance vendors were then basically forced into using auto-scaling groups, misusing load balancers, and tempting fate with other suboptimal mitigations. This was crappy for everyone, and it created a useful amount of friction that indicated that you were doing something that probably wasn't a best practice. If you're looking to wind up standing up infrastructure but don't want to spend 6 months going to cloud school first, consider Linode. They've been doing this far longer than I have. They're straightforward to get started with. Their support is world-class. You'll get an actual human empowered to handle your problem rather than passing you off to someone else like some ridiculous game of ticket tennis. And they are cost competitive with any other provider out there, with better performance in almost every case. Visit linode.com/morningbrief to learn more. That's linode.com/morningbrief. Now, there is a breath of fresh air or a silver lining that makes this service freaking awesome. But to see it, you have to cut through the marketing with a knife. View everything AWS says publicly about the Gateway Load Balancer as a sponsored ad by all of their legacy networking partners and disregard it. A very careful reading of the documentation indicates that you aren't required to go cross-account with these devices and that there's no requirement that the appliances actually be third-party. And that opens up the world. Now you can write a bunch of internal tools that don't require selling your soul to giant networking vendors. You can leverage an open source project or two and see what percentage of your traffic is encrypted or, based upon SNI headers, what hosts are most popular. By not having to spend incredible amounts of effort to set up the routing and failover bits yourself, AWS has done a tremendous amount of heavy lifting for you. So what distinction am I really drawing here? I want to be clear that I have a visceral negative reaction to third-party networking vendors in the cloud. Historically, they viewed the cloud as an enemy, were very slow to embrace it, and every solution they offered in the space was oriented much more around preserving legacy lines of business than expanding new capabilities. That said, there are legitimate use cases for these technologies, particularly in regulated environments. In any case, this is a net win across the board for basically everyone. I just want to make it very, very clear that you don't need to suddenly start paying third-party vendors to do AWS networking properly. And I really wish that the Gateway Load Balancer documentation and examples reflected that more effectively than they do.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.